Plans to make the lawmaking process paperless began last year, and so far it seems lawmakers are on board with the idea of reading and studying pending legislation electronically.
I love them. I think they are going to be the answer.
That's Democratic Senator Mary Hodge of Brighton. She says the iPad is convenient for keeping track of bills.
Not having to look things up in your drawers and not having to have somebody file your stuff and having it with you all the time, it's going to be a miracle. I'm old and I'm not very tech savvy, and I'm happy.
By the end of the four-month session, many lawmakers, including Democratic Senator Nancy Todd from Aurora, say they often feel buried in paperwork.
Instead of carrying a stack of folders home, you're going to take your iPad, and you've got all the same information right in here. And the really neat thing is that you can actually write on your bills on your iPad.
So just how much paper and money can an iPad really save? Every member in the House and Senate gets a copy of each of the 600 bills introduced during a typical legislative session. According to nonpartisan staff, each of the nearly 6 million printed pages costs about 2 cents to print. Then there's the daily journal and event calendars. Republican Senator Kent Lambert of Colorado Springs serves on the Joint Budget Committee. Lambert says he thinks it's a good technology and he'd like to expand its use to other areas of state government.
Especially, we're going to have a conversation about district attorneys, for instance. They have to provide a lot of evidence and a lot of paperwork for public defenders, and that's a very expensive proposition, you know, many millions of dollars. If we can transition to a more electronic environment, other branches of government may save in the long run.
Even though technology is catching up with the lawmaking process, the state's still printing paper copies of everything. But in future years, legislative leaders say it'll likely be on a case-by-case basis. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.